Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? When Henry Hudson was a child in the 1570s, he probably could not have dreamed that one day he would be responsible for discovering the Hudson River. When he was rising from obscurity through the ranks of the shipmen, he couldn't have known that in his late 20s he would be made a very young commander and sent on his first expedition to find a shorter sea route to Asia, or that a mere 4 years later he would chart the Hudson Strait and stumble into Hudson Bay. He never found a clear route to Asia, but in trying, he became one of the most famous of the English explorers. Today, on this first Sunday after Easter, we will be talking about desire, exploration, and showing up. So we're going to start with and stick with our gospel reading today. And it's important to orient ourselves in time because this reading, the setting of this reading, is Easter night. So it is Sunday night. Saturday, Jesus was in the tomb. Friday, he was hanging on a cross. We are very close in time to the events of Holy Week. It's the night of Easter. The disciples are gathered and they are afraid. The doors are locked because they're afraid of the religious authorities coming in and finding them. Their leader's already been killed, and it doesn't matter that the women are telling some kind of idle tale about the tomb being empty. They are afraid. So we have on this Easter Sunday, the Sunday of the resurrection, the first post-resurrection meeting of the church. They gather, they pray, and Jesus appears among them. He just appears. I can't imagine being able to stay on my seat after that. I think it would have fallen over backwards into the room. Jesus appears and he says, "Peace be with you." He gives them the Holy Spirit. He breathes on them. He sends them to proclaim the message to the world. And not only that, he empowers them and empowers the church through them to be part of his forgiveness of the world. Whatever sins you release are released. Whatever sins you retain are retained. He empowers them to be part of God's ongoing redemption of the world. But two of them are missing. We already know about Judas, but also Thomas. Thomas is not there. On this Easter Sunday evening, Thomas missed church. You know, maybe he had family in. Maybe he was communing with God on his fishing boat. Maybe it was his birthday. Maybe he just hadn't been invited. Maybe it was something that we would understand. But the fact remains, he missed church. And therefore, he missed Jesus. And later, after the disciples come and say, "We have seen the Lord," Thomas wants to believe, but he won't. When he gets told about it, he wants the same thing that Mary got, the same thing that the disciples got. He wants to see the hands. He wants to see the side. He wants the same proof that they had. "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." He wants to believe. He is motivated by the inkling of a desire, a hunch. He has set out the conditions. He's laid his fleece out and asked for it to be wet in the morning. He wants to believe, but he won't until he sees. Now, we can't know, returning to Henry Hudson, we can't know what desire fueled his attempt to join his first crew. His early history is lost to us. Or the desire that fueled his voracious learning. Or the desire that finally got him to commander in 1609 when he was young. But at some point along the line, he finally snagged upon something he wanted to believe in. an ice-free passage to Asia. And he knew he had to be the person to see it for himself. His first trip in 1607 got bogged down in ice, but not without discovering whales around Greenland and opening up new hunting territory. His second trip in 1608 saw him get all the way to Russia via a northern route, but he was blocked by ice again. His third trip in 1609, he tried Russia again and failed. This time, he decided to cross the Atlantic the other way and try the other direction. And this time, he explored the Hudson River all the way to Albany, New York. Now, it's his final trip. After all these attempts, after all these failures, it's his final trip in 1611 through Hudson Strait into Hudson Bay in what is now Canada before mutineers decided it was time to go home. Can you imagine this career? All he wants is an ice-free passage to Asia. He discovers the Hudson Bay. He probably has no idea what he stumbled upon or how important it will be later. And the people on his ship decide they've had enough of it, take over, and they go home. Hudson wanted to believe, like I think Thomas did. And like Thomas, it drove him to want to see. Thomas wants to believe. And I think it drove him to show up to church the next Sunday. Isn't this weird? John's story here starts Easter night, and then it's like nothing happens for a whole week. It's now the next Sunday, the next Lord's Day, the next day of Jesus' resurrection, and Thomas shows up to church. I can imagine his mind racing, his stomach boiling, and Jesus shows up again. Peace be with you. And everything in Thomas goes still. And then Jesus addresses Thomas directly. Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand. Put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. And the Thomas who wanted to believe, the Thomas who wanted the same thing as Mary and the other disciples, cries out the first theologically rich expression of Jesus' identity after the resurrection. He cries out, "My Lord and my God." This is enough. But Jesus, never one to leave the jibe undone, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Thomas wanted to believe, and his desire led him to see. And little did he know that many years later, according to tradition, he would be following that same desire, that same voice, far away from his homeland, into modern-day India to plant the church there. So here's the thing. If you keep showing up on Resurrection Day, if you keep showing up when the people of God gather to worship, you will not leave without Jesus having shown up. And if you keep showing up, you never know where you might be led. Henry Hudson followed what he believed in. He just kept showing up, trip after trip. It led him to be one of the most celebrated explorers in modern times, even though he never reached his goal. Thomas followed what he believed in. He just kept showing up. It led him, according to tradition, to found a church that exists to this day. And here is the lesson, I think, on this first Sunday after Easter. If we want to believe, if we want to live a life worth living, If we want to follow God and to all that God has in store for us, then we have to learn to keep showing up at work, at home, at church, especially at church, especially when it is hard. Because it is here, in this upper room, that Jesus makes the promise to meet us. Here, he speaks peace to our minds and hearts. Here, week after week at the table, he shows his hands and his feet and his side. Here, he breathes his Holy Spirit on us. Here, he sends us out on mission to continue the church's mission, to reconcile all people to God and each other in Christ, to be part of God's forgiveness of the world. Now, on the second Sunday of Easter, you don't often hear the preacher end saying, "Let's be like Thomas." But let's be like Thomas, who, even though he wasn't sure what he thought or believed or hoped, showed up anyway. Because soon, sisters and brothers, soon, Jesus will show up for us and call each one of us by name. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.